Chapter 2, Introduction. The purpose of this book is to help people accomplish three important goals. 1, expand healing power for body, mind, and soul. 2, become more skillful pain managers for any pain, problem, disease, or disability. 3, evolve spiritually. Feel better, become a better person, and experience higher states of consciousness. To guide the reader towards these goals, the book will outline 15 proven methods from ancient wisdom and modern science designed to help the reader transform any painful problem into a source of strength and peace. I have been a practicing physician and spiritual seeker for 40 years. My medical practice has been in community psychiatry, working with people who have profound and complicated problems. Major mental illness, substance abuse, physical illness, homelessness, poverty, unemployment, and broken families. As a spiritual seeker, I have studied and practiced a variety of methods from the world's great spiritual traditions. In each of these fields, medicine and spirituality, the goal is to expand healing power and eliminate suffering. In the beginning of my career, these two tracks remained separate. Bringing any spiritual teaching into the medical realm was impermissible. There was no scientific proof. It would have been considered inappropriate. This attitude has changed with the advent of mind-body medicine. There is now ample scientific evidence that those with an active spiritual belief system have better outcomes in medicine, surgery, mental health, and addiction. It is now possible to combine the healing principles of both the medical and spiritual fields. To this end, I have developed a 10-step self-help model that I use myself and teach to my students and patients. The book is written for patients, colleagues, and the general public. Specifically, those who may profit from this work are 1. Healthcare consumers looking for help in managing any painful problem, symptom, disease, or disability. 2. Healthcare professionals interested in helping their patients increase their pain management skills and heal. The model supplements the healing practices of all medical specialties, including physical medicine, mental health, substance abuse, and alternative healthcare. 3. People in crisis struggling with severe problems. 4. Beginning or advanced seekers of psychological and spiritual knowledge. 5. People who want help with any pain or problem. 6. Spiritual counselors and chaplains. 7. Yoga teachers and practitioners. 8. The intellectually curious. Those who follow the 10 steps will learn how to 1. Expand healing power, 2. Become skillful pain managers, 3. Evolve spiritually. We can tap into an expanded reservoir of healing power when we learn how to manage our pain more skillfully. Skillful pain management not only expands our healing power, it also helps us evolve spiritually. Spiritual qualities such as love, compassion, understanding, and forgiveness grow. We feel better, become better people, and experience higher states of consciousness. The inherited healing wisdom of the body. To understand healing, let's start with the intelligent power that operates every cell in the body and see how that relates to current medical practice. Healing power is unfathomable. To contemplate even a tiny aspect of this omniscient power breeds awe and respect. Reflect on its brilliance. A cut heals. In response to bacteria or viruses, the body creates precisely designed antibodies which hunt down and destroy the invaders. The body knows how to transform food into energy and materials for repair of damaged cells. Cells in the body are like construction workers with specialized jobs. Some build, others tear down, Some transport. Still others eliminate debris. Every cell in the body forms 2,000 proteins per second and sends these proteins where they need to go. The human body has 75 trillion such cells working together in near perfect harmony so that we can stand, walk, think, decide, see, hear, touch, taste, feel, love, play, help others, and enjoy beauty. When there's an imbalance disrupting these functions, the intelligent power goes to work to fix it and does so brilliantly. But at some point, the incomparably wise healing power needs our help. The medical model. The wisdom of the body, however brilliant, cannot fix everything on its own. Some pain or problem gets past the body's inherent protections and breaks through as a symptom that won't go away. A new lump, an unfamiliar pain, or a lingering discomfort disturbs the routine defenses that give us our feeling of safety. The flicker of a single thought, such as, "This could be serious," creates anxiety. An alarm goes off. Am I okay? Am I safe? Or am I going towards what I fear the most? Intense suffering, disability, or even death, with its associated fear of the unknown. With symptoms and associated fear in hand, we go to the doctor. The doctor makes a diagnosis and treatment plan, which most often involves the use of medication. The medicine in some way helps the healing power do its work. If it works completely, the symptom, pain, and associated fear are gone. Back in our comfort zone, we feel safe and move on. But what happens when the symptoms persist? We go back to the doctor and place the painful problem and fear back on the table. Doctors do all they can within the constraints of the medical model, but some illness is chronic, and there will always be residual symptoms, pain, and fear. Well-intentioned doctors and patients looking together for pain relief and healing often get caught up in unhealthy polypharmacy. Alternatively, the physician knows the limitations of the medical model and does not continue to prescribe medications. In this scenario, the patient is left with unmanageable suffering and may, as a result, resort to unhealthy pain-killing devices such as substance use, codependency, and a variety of other addictions that only lead to more trouble. Enter integrative mind-body medicine. Integrative medicine. The medical model has great power, but alone it can be reductionist, focusing on symptom management without getting to the root cause of disease and healing. Integrative medicine includes biological, psychological, social, and spiritual aspects. We can look for the root cause of disease and healing in each of these four domains. Integrative medicine looks at the whole person. You still go to your doctor and get your medication, but now you will learn how to heal yourself in the psychological, social, and spiritual realms. Integrative medicine defines four evidence-based healing universes. One, biological. A healthy body free of pain, and this includes traditional complementary and alternative medicine. Two, psychological. A strong, positive, calm, focused, resilient mind ready for solving problems and shaping meaning. Three, social. Giving and receiving love and engaging in constructive, meaningful activities. Four, spiritual. Finding meaning and purpose, your higher self, and your place in the world. For complete healing and skillful pain management, we need comprehensive treatment planning with interventions in all four zones. Mind-body medicine, the spiritual aspect of cognitive behavioral therapy. Recent studies in the field of mind-body medicine have shown us that people with an active faith or belief system have better healthcare outcomes in medicine, surgery, mental health, and addiction. These studies have included patients with cancer, heart disease, strokes, high blood pressure, asthma, mental illness, addiction, and other health problems. This data demonstrates the essential principle that there is no separation between mind and body. The mind is connected to every cell in the body through electromagnetic and chemical waves. In some yet-to-be-determined way, thoughts have leverage in the inner workings of certain cells that affect disease and healing in the body. Mind-body medicine teaches us how to apply the power of belief to healing. The discipline is emerging as a major force in healthcare. The burgeoning appeal of mind-body medicine is due to its scientific validity as well as its cost-effectiveness. It is ultimately a self-help program. In his book, Timeless Healing, The Power and Biology of Belief, Dr. Herbert Benson estimates that mind-body techniques are the treatments of choice in 60 to 90% of all doctor visits and have positive effects no matter the illness. We can harness the untapped power of the mind to expand healing power, control pain, and cultivate spiritual qualities. This book teaches readers how to do this in the comfort of their own homes, at work while doing chores, or during leisure time. Expand healing power. The scientific connection between spirituality and healing has been made. When we activate or intensify our spiritual belief system, our healing powers expand. A magnificently intelligent healing power operates every cell in the body. We know how to make it grow. We know the leverage is in our very own cells. The key to expanding our healing power is how we manage our pain. Skillful pain management. To tap into the expanded reservoir of healing power, we must become more skillful pain managers. Remember this: how we manage our pain determines whether we move forward, slip backward, or stay stuck in this life. We cannot control the inevitable suffering of life, but we can control how we respond to it. We are afraid of suffering, disease, disability, the unknown, and death. This mental distress slows down the healing process and makes the pain worse. When disease persists, we can learn how to slow down and relax so we stay in charge and get our lives back. Often, we cannot take disease away, but we can always help with pain management. Pain is both physical and psychological. All pain is experienced in the mind and can therefore be modulated by the mind. We can contain and reduce or expand and magnify the pain. You control pain, so pain does not control you. Cultivate spiritual qualities. If we manage our pain skillfully, healing power expands and we evolve spiritually. Spiritual qualities such as compassion, understanding, forgiveness, courage, patience, peace, love, and joy grow. We feel better, we become better people, we experience higher states of consciousness. Self-help and skills training. Much of the healing in the psychosocial and spiritual domain is accomplished via self-help. Self-help can be done through skills training involving classes, groups, DVDs, CDs, books, manuals, and the internet. We can teach people how they can increase their healing power, become more skillful pain managers, and evolve spiritually at home or during the day while performing routine activities. This is very good news. But how can we enter the spiritual domain as healthcare professionals and patients without getting into trouble? There are many barriers to entering the territory of spiritual belief systems. Problems entering the spiritual domain. 1. We don't work with spirit. 2. We are not comfortable talking about religion. 3. We have no language or map. 4. we ignore or refer it to spiritual counselors. 5, we lack training. 6, belief systems are personal, intimate, and complex. 7, many individuals and groups have a traumatic religious history. 8, belief systems are often protected from changes by defensiveness and fierce feelings. 9, levels of commitment to working with spirit vary enormously. Guidelines for approaching belief systems. Following are the guidelines I used to address these barriers as I developed the 10 steps. These guidelines were designed to help patients and professionals work with belief systems to gain the benefits of expanded healing power, skillful pain management, and spiritual evolution. 1. Access. Provide safe, efficient, and effective access to the territory of belief systems, including a map on how to properly access these systems. 2. Language. Provide a common language that enables us to talk to each other about religion and spirituality without getting into trouble. 3. Universal and inclusive. Include universal or near-universal spiritual principles, methods, and qualities that can work for as many people as possible, including atheist, agnostic, spiritual people, and religious people. 4. Individualize. Support people to stay in their religion of origin and expand their practice, or to build their own program. There must be a cafeteria of options so people can take what they need and leave the rest. 5. Root cause and solution. Include the root causes of and solutions to our deepest suffering. 6. User-friendly. While looking at our deepest suffering, the model should be as user-friendly as possible. Self-healing, number 7. Design a set of healing principles that can be practiced anywhere, anytime, at home, at work, or at play. Following these 7 guidelines, I created a self-help model in 4 stages. 1, deconstruct religion into discrete pieces. 2, eliminate dogma, ritual, and other non-essentials. 3, extract healing principles we can use in healthcare. 4, organize the resulting principles into doable, practical steps and tools. 10 steps, 15 methods, 100 qualities. The model has 10 steps, 15 methods, and 100 qualities. Its purpose is to help readers expand their healing power, improve pain management skills, and cultivate spiritual qualities. 10 steps. The first section of the book describes the 10 steps. The first 5 steps describe the evolution of suffering. Here you will see how we mismanage the inevitable suffering of life and make it worse. In the second 5 steps, you will learn how to transform suffering into spiritual power by developing a spiritual practice. 15 methods. The middle section of the book is devoted to spiritual practice. Here you will find a description of spiritually oriented cognitive behavioral methods proven over the ages to be effective tools for cultivating healing qualities. Detailed instructions explain how these methods help us cultivate love, peace, strength, and courage in response to any pain of the body, mind, or soul. Continued practice of the recommended methods help us manage any difficulty life brings. 100 qualities. The final section of the book describes spiritual qualities. We certainly need to work with our issues, problems, illnesses, and flaws, but these are not who we are. Labels obscure our true selves. Rather than brand ourselves with labels or identify with our problems, we are encouraged to see our true self as a composite of healing qualities, adding up to love. The center of our being is love. From a list of 100 qualities, 10 are chosen for detailed study. Here we learn how to use our current problems as a springboard for discovering our true identity as love, compassion, warmth, and kindness. Love is more powerful than any pain or problem. It is the great healer. It is a fundamental solution to all of our problems. It is who we really are. I capitalize the word love to emphasize its divine nature. Points to remember. The medical model alone often leaves the patient with unmanageable pain from persisting illness and consequent excessive use of pain-killing medications. The healthcare practitioner and the patient need to know how to heal and manage suffering in the psychosocial and spiritual domain. There is evidence that healing takes place in each of these domains. The time has come for medicine to embrace four important areas in the study of disease and healing: bias, psychological, social, and spiritual. We can find the cause and cure of disease in these four areas. Until recently in the West, our focus has been on the biological, with some emphasis on the psychological and social realms. Now, however, the scientific connection between spirituality and healing has been made, giving healthcare professionals, patients, and indeed everyone, access to an expanded reservoir of healing power that can be achieved by activating their spiritual belief systems. There is no one right way to do this work. The ideas and practices in this book originate from a variety of disciplines and teachings. There's no quarrel in the fundamentals of all great faith systems. Rather, they complement each other. There's an abundance of inspiration to be found in their myriad expressions. Here you'll find the principles of modern science and the pearls of ancient wisdom in a potent combination aimed at healing body, mind, and soul. We lack a common language for spiritual discussion. We can do this work if we solve the problem of language and toxic reactions to religion. This work is not about religion. It is about the healing principle extracted from religion, which we can apply in healthcare. Here you will find the essential healing principles of the great faith traditions translated into the universal language of mind, body, and cognitive behavioral practices. The 10 steps are designed for atheist, agnostic, religious, or spiritual persons. Anyone can play in the expanded field of healing power. An omniscient healing power operates every cell in the body. The good news is that we know how to make it grow, and that this healing power can be exercised and increased by choosing a belief system that fits. Healing power is brilliant. As part of the inherent wisdom of the body, it does its work humbly and quietly without our awareness. If we pay attention to it by choosing our thoughts carefully, we can help it do its work. We have more healing power when we find beliefs that work for us. Positive thoughts lead to positive feelings and vibrations that promote the healing process. There's no separation between mind and body. The mind is connected to every cell in the body through electromagnetic and chemical waves. Thoughts affect disease and healing in our cells. The connecting link between one's beliefs and the healing power they stimulate is always waiting to be tapped, free of cost. There's an intimate relationship between healing power, pain management, and spiritual evolution. These three move forward or backward together, depending on how you manage your pain. If you manage your pain skillfully, healing power expands and you evolve spiritually. If you manage your pain unskillfully, healing power shrinks and you devolve spiritually. In the next chapter, you will learn how to use this book to expand healing power, become a more skillful pain manager, and evolve spiritually.